Brad Davidson, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
You love your cricket.
Yeah, I love my cricket. Yeah, it was amazing last night, wasn't it?
It was.
Hopefully we're in a position now where, obviously, it's very hard to lose a test, isn't it? But hopefully we can retain the Ashes. It'd be wonderful. But I put last night, had a bit of fun on Twitter, said best in Bradson. But look, he's just phenomenal, isn't he?
The numbers say it.
Yeah, but don't worry.
The stats bear that out.
Yeah.
And that's the incredible thing. All right, let's have a look at this good racing that's coming at Royal Remick and actually today and up there at Wyong. The Concord, there's a lot been talked about, just the six runners, but there's some quality there, Brad.
Yeah, some real quality, isn't it? And it's a race where really any of the six can definitely win. I suppose the likes of Graf and Parada, they're the two that potentially, 1,000 metres might be that little bit short, but Graf, he was pretty good first up last preparation. So no surprise to see those two finishing off really well. Parada probably the one that I would think would be, I wouldn't say can't win, but just 1,000 metres might just be that little bit short for him. But look, I lent the way of Nature Strip there. He's probably at his right price all the same, but it'll be fascinating to see whether these new tactics pay off or not. Obviously, they've been trying to just, get him to relax and take a Sydney's trials. So it'll be interesting to see whether they adopt that similar approach in on race day, whether he's just happy to park him behind probably the likely leader, Zoo Style there, and Red Seal's probably the other one, and Sunlight to just cruise up on speed, and he might just tuck in and get a little sit behind them. But look, I love the way he's been trialling up. He was the way I lent in the Concord, but gee, it's a fascinating race. Six runners, as you said, Jimmy, but six genuine chances, and it'll go a long way to shaping what how these horses are heading towards the Everest.
And so too the Chelmsford Stakes, mate, over that famous mile at Royal Randwick, where you've got a capacity field. I can't tumble in towards Zorna Villiers. Unforgotten was pretty good last start, although she can sort of do that to you.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, TK. I just can't tumble into odds on either. Look, he was really good, De Villiers, first up, but he wasn't like, it wasn't a run of an odds on chance for mine. Saying that, he's the horse to beat. He's all class. He's going to appreciate step up to 1600, but we know that's even a little bit short of his best trip as well. So I lent the way of Unforgotten just at the better odds there. I think probably the bet in the race is to just take the $2.50 to place about Unforgotten. On that first up run, her record at the mile at Randwick's track and distance, I think that seems a fair enough bet, the $2.50 there. I thought if there was a roughie, maybe it was Conti Patiro. I really like the way she hit the line first up over 1,200. I know she goes 1,200 to a mile here. She's always shaped as a mile up, puts herself on speed, and can run a cheeky race. But Unforgotten for me at the odds. But Villiers, no surprise at all to see him win there.
We're looking forward to seeing Tiako Shark in action as well. I think plenty of the punters are as well, Brad.
Yeah, they definitely are. Look, I said in my preview last night, I just think maybe a little bit under the odds for mine at around $2.40. Brilliant return from the back. He was beaten by Endless Drama there in New Zealand. But look, I just want to see him do it. I know he won that Group 2 race by six lengths in New Zealand last preparation before a break. But look, with all due respect, I don't think there was a great deal in that field. And this is no easy race, that's for sure. So I would just like to see him do it in Australia before I take that $2.40. So for me, I've gone the way of Colding there at around the $8 mark. I know he's not that well weighted here on the set weights and penalties, but he's got that really nice profile coming out of Queensland. He's undefeated in four runs as a gelding. And I went the way of him over Dreamforce and then Tiako Shark there. So that was the way I saw that race. It is pretty open with a lot of horses resuming from spells there. And that's the flavour of the day there at Randwick on the weekend, a lot returning from spells. So we get to have a bit of a look at them and see what they've got to offer this preparation.
All right. Away from the majors, mate, do you have a best bet?
Yeah, I went race four, number four, Master Ash. Just at the value there, at around the $7 mark. I can see the horse like Baller's going to be hard to beat coming back off a stronger race first up. But I was just a little bit concerned that he didn't hit the line a little bit stronger late. Sure, he was first up and he might have just felt the pinch late. But I just really like the way Adrian Bott's been talking about Master Ash's preparation. I've read a couple of stories in the past few weeks, and it's the horse that he's really excited about. And he lost his way last preparation, definitely fair to say. But he's had a few little issues. He doesn't like wet tracks. And he's been gelded this time and he's been trialling really well. He's been hitting the line very well in the trials. And Just taking a bit of a punt on what Adrian's been saying. He's very, very confident. He's back to his best this prep. And, you know, hearing a couple of, or reading a couple of stories from journos, they say even Adrian's, you know, tone of his voice changes when he talks about this horse. And
right.
I think he just feels that he's definitely turned the corner. So race four, number four, Master Ash, gets a good run. And I was happy to be with him at around that $7 there in race four on the program.
And quickly, a couple of listeners. Does Brad give Graceful Glamour a hope today at Wong? Thought $21 was overs. That's from Herb. And can you ask Brad, Funstar or Pandemic tomorrow?
Well, Funstar, Pandemic, I actually went Yale Dash just simply because looks the leader in the race and they're predicting a near gale force tailwind in the home straight that might actually play leaderish, but we'll wait and see how that pans out. But look, I went Yale Dash over Funstar and then Pandemic. I just thought Pandemic was a little bit short. And Graceful Glamour, I couldn't knock there in that race today. It's very open, though. Plenty of chances. I lent the way of Notation in that race around 650, I think, stepping up the 1400 should suit.
Notation has been very, very consistent. Good on you, Brad. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Just quickly, in that race six, if punters are looking for a real roughie, number 18, CMIG C, $10 a place. Ran on really well behind Connemara the other day. $10 a place might be worth a nibble now. It's got a run there in race six at Fion.
What is it? Race six, number
CMIG 18. Seed.
18.
Number 18.
10 bucks a place. Good on you, mate.
Cheers, guys.